back for Bronico. Close to the halfway line. Now forward for Merrim. Merrim close to the area. Square ball right side for Cambridge. A shot! He scores! The first MLS goal for Brandon Cambridge!
Penetración por parte de Nathan Byrne. Ya, Justin Terán le hace la jugada, la pasadita con Petty. La tiene Cambridge. ¡Cambridge! ¡Cambridge! ¡Doblete! ¡Doblete! ¡Doblete, mi Cambridge! ¡A ti te tengo que celebrar este! ¡El gol!
Charlotte Soccer Show. Danny Brams here at Atrium Health Performance Park with a very special guest. Brandon Cambridge, the man himself, the hero against Chicago Fire in 2023, youngest player in Charlotte FC history still to score a brace. Abada tried to beat you, but he's a few months older than you, so you still got the record as far as I know. Brandon Cambridge, welcome to Charlotte Soccer Show.
Danny, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a blast to be here, and we have been wanting to talk to you because you're kind of the guy that a lot of people were looking to this year to take a leap, take a next step become a star, you know, become an even bigger star, you know, in the hearts of our fans than you already have. And then you were derailed a little bit, but you're almost back, and you've been getting some minutes with the Crown Legacy, and that's been going well. You played 60 minutes twice, I believe, in recent weeks. Got to figure you're making your way back to the first team. So this is a special honor for us to talk to you here as on the verge of your major comeback.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
So how's it going with everything? I've got a lot of questions, but just first I want to get your general impressions of where you're at right now in the season and what your journey so far from the injury to the surgery to the comeback, and now you're making contributions on the field.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, going into the offseason, I did a lot of work to come into preseason firing on all cylinders. And, you know, sometimes life hits you, and that's what happened with the injury. It's been a long process. But obviously been getting minutes with Crown and just getting my legs back under me. And I feel like I'm slowly getting back to the form that I was at before that injury. So, I mean, we're only halfway through the season, so we got plenty of game left.
Yeah, we like to hear that. We're exactly halfway through the season. We got reports. I've talked to a lot of people about you, people around the club, and they said, man, like Brandon was absolutely killing it in preseason. He had just – right before the injury, it just like won the fitness test that had been done that day. And I know it might be a little painful to talk about, but I think we can talk about it now that you've like worked your way back. What's the initial thought when you're killing it and your hopes are sky high and then things go down? How do you stay up in a situation like that?
Yeah. I mean, it was, I won't lie. It was a really dark mm-hmm. period for me, especially that first month and a half. I was just, you know, thinking, you know, like why? And all the work mm-hmm. that I'd put in, come in, especially as a young guy, to come in and show, you know, winning the fitness test like that. It's not where you want to be, you know, after all that work that you've put in. But I think the support system that we have here at Charlotte, you know, a combination of my family, my girlfriend, I think all those things really helped keep me afloat. And I think it's just always staying the path, you know, even some days, even if you're not hitting it 100%, if you can give 90%. You know, down the road, it'll mean a lot. So I think that all those days that I was down have really helped me now, and I feel better than before. So
that's great. Yeah, sometimes it's just about showing up, right?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff did they tell you, like your family, your girl? Like what were they saying to you to help you stay up in those spots?
I mean, I think a big one that my dad was telling me is just everything happens for a reason, you know? Mm-hmm. The injury could have been worse. You know, I could have done my ACL, I could have done something else. And I think that instead of looking at the time off that I had as a negative thing, I transformed it into something positive. You know, I used it to, you know, work on my fitness more, work on my physique. Obviously, when I was back on field, work on certain elements of my game that I thought needed improving. So I think just using that time and transforming it into something more positive than looking at it as a negative was really, really important for me.
So. Were you just killing it on the bench press, just upper body every time? Just, you know, might as well get swole, like that type of situation?
Pete and TK had me on the bench and in the gym going pretty crazy. So,
yeah,
I think they got me right in that aspect.
New PRs going like every week and stuff like that, for sure.
For sure.
Well, the other thing is, I think probably trying to stay close to the team, even that situation. I'm thinking back to early in the season. I think for the first away day, there was a big party, a Hot Fly Brewing. There was like a beer release for Muerte, one of the celebrity fans here at Charlotte FC, right? And I saw you there. You showed up, and like there was a lot of players at that event. And I wouldn't say I was surprised to see you, but I thought it was a really cool thing. Like, how did you stay as part of the team even through that win, even before you could get back into training?
Yeah, I think that was also another really important thing for me when I was injured. It's just, you know, when you're injured, it's easy, especially for a long period of time, it's easy to just kind of go into the shadows and be really segregated from the group just because you're on a completely different plan than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just whatever I could do, you know, whatever events were going on or whatever the guys were doing, even fans, just showing face, you know, and just being around. And I think also it was important for me as well, just because socialization for me was really important and not getting down in those couple months that I was out. So,
yeah, I remember being 22, man. I wanted to hang out with friends all the time, whether I was up or down or anything like that. So it helps. It definitely helps.
Yeah, for sure.
Eventually you did get back at least into some training. And what I always notice, I come out here for training most weeks and I watch, you know, the first 15 minutes that they allow us. And even while we're watching, you know, the guys go, like, we would see, there's Cambridge, you know, just sprinting his ass off in the background, you know, like you went hard and you really impressed a lot of people with your commitment to the rehab.
Yeah, I think a lot of that also is due to the trainers, you know, just keeping me focused as well. I have a very high drive and a very high level for myself. And like I said, I really wanted to use this rehab time to make sure that I came back better than I was before. And a lot of that was fitness. I mean, I hate running. It was probably one of the worst things, but
and that's all you can do. You can't kick a ball. Yeah.
As a winger, it's something that you need to be able to do. So I knew that, you know, all those sprints, all those little runs, they're going to matter in the end when I'm back in the bank fighting for this club. So it was really important for me to take it seriously.
Any shout outs you want to give to certain trainers, or are they going to get jealous if you leave something out? I don't know.
No, I mean, my man, Tyler Knight was really important in my rehab and recovery process. And I mean, he's a fit guy himself. So him running all those runs with me really challenged me. So,
right. It's like, if he can do it, I better be able to do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. My trainer better not be kicking my butt right now.
Right, right. Well, TK, I mean, he's already a legend around these parts. Yeah. You know, every player I ever talk to mentions TK, so that makes sense. What was it like for you in that process, watching, not only were you fighting your way back to the team, but the team was changing a lot. The culture was changing. Dean Smith comes in. Dino's at the wheel, and it makes a big difference with the things you're seeing. You might not even recognize this team in a certain sense by the time you got back. How do you feel about the culture change that's come this year under the new manager?
No, I think obviously me getting injured in preseason pretty early, I wasn't able to really be a part of the whole team dynamic over and the rebuilding process. But watching it and now being a part of it was exciting, especially for me and my play style. I can really see myself slotting into the team and helping us quite a bit just because of how direct and how much the biggest thing for me is the freedom that we have this year, especially as attacking players.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was just really exciting, to be honest.
Yeah. So when you look at the team, how do you want to slot back in? Like when you get your chance, what do you want to do with it?
Score goals.
I mean, yeah. We'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Score goals. I mean, there's no better feeling in the world for me than scoring goals. And I think obviously scoring those 2 goals at the bank, highlight of my career so far. And a big thing for me is I don't want to just be known for just that game. I want there to be many other games like that. And I think the fans deserve that. And I can offer that for the team as well.
Yeah, I mean, you're famous for the brace against Chicago, the comeback win. You also scored the first goal in legacy history also. You know, let's not sleep on that back in March 26th. I'm impressed a lot by the fact that you made your collegiate debut, I think, in February of 2021, and then you made your MLS debut in, like, April of 2023, 2 years later. You came a long way very quickly. Now, obviously, you were in the Whitecaps Academy system, and I'm going to talk a little bit about your background in a minute, but just – do the ability like that how quickly you were able to move through the ranks and get from college to MLS, that did that give you any type of certainty or just, you know, self-assurance that you could do it in the middle of your comeback?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, obviously when I was in college, I thought, just because, you know, time can move so slow sometimes. Mm-hmm. And in college, I actually had a big injury as well. I almost tore my groin and I was out for almost the whole season. And obviously we had the COVID season as well. And, you know, when you're going through that, you just think of how slow time is going. And then obviously, you know, when I left college and I got the contract here at Charlotte, you know, I looked back and I was like, wow, you know, that actually wasn't as long as I thought it was in the moment. And that's what I mean, especially with this injury, I can look back at times like that and know that these are things that shape a big breakout. And I think in my situation, that's what's going to happen. So
that's excellent. So you played college in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And so let me see if I get this right. Born in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Moved as a young baby. You didn't have much choice, but yeah. Your family moved to South Africa,
yeah.
Then back to Florida when you were about 9, uh-huh. And then to Canada at age 10 and 11, then grew up in British Columbia. So ended up with the Whitecaps Academy. That's a big range from New York to Florida to South Africa to the Pacific Northwest. I mean, maybe a lot of it that you were a little too young to realize, but now you come to Charlotte, which is, you know, sort of the South, and it's very humid out. It's a hot day today. Get a lot of days like this up in BC. So how did playing in Canada, I want to talk about your Canadian career a little bit too, but like, what did that do for you? And what did you think when you were like, now I got to go all the way back down to Charlotte? What's that going to be like when you first came to join the club?
No, I think my time at Vancouver was, I think it shaped me a lot as a player. You know, obviously when I first got there, I think it was my U17 year, I didn't play much really at all. But a big thing for me is I've always had a high level for myself. I trained, I worked my butt off, and, you know, our O2 age group, we did well in GA Cup. We won almost all our games. And I think that was when I started getting recognition from colleges. And, I didn't want to go to college actually at all. I wanted to stay at Whitecaps and earn the homegrown contract. I was training with what would be their legacy at the time. Obviously, Next Pro wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. And then COVID hit. So everything kind of, you know, the second team shut down. The only thing that was going was the first team. And I sat down with my parents and I was like, well, I mean, I'm not just going to not play football for however long COVID's going to take to go away. So Portland came knocking on the door, and then, you know, decided to head down there. It was relatively close to home and I felt welcome there from the start. And my development there was shaped by head coach Nick, and he really helped me a lot. And we sat down since my freshman year, and the biggest thing for me was that, you know, whenever a pro contract came to the door, I was going to take it. I didn't want to spend the full 4 years if I didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And
you didn't want to spend any years.
Yeah,
much less four.
Yeah, so yeah. Being a pro footballer has always been in my sights and a big mm-hmm. thing for me. And Charlotte giving me that chance, I just want to give back to this club.
So. You say always. Like, when did you know? When did you like? When in your youth days did you seriously set your sights on this and think it was achievable?
I mean, I started playing when I was like 7, and I would say I really started taking it seriously probably when I was like 12. That was kind of when I was like, you know what, like this is something I really want to do. Obviously my parents both being highly academic and academically driven, you know, they're like, oh, you know, maybe you want to go to school.
Yeah, get a degree. Yeah. You can always fall back on that, you know.
But for me, football has always just been in the sights. I've not thought about anything else. So
that's excellent. Speaking of Canada, you've had some experience with the Canadian national team. You were on the Gold Cup squad at one point, I believe. And now we got Copa America coming. Obviously, with the injury, it's probably tough for you to really get on that radar. But do you think about 2026?
100%. That's been on my radar since I was at Whitecaps, ever since they announced that Canada was going to be hosting for 2026. I remember my dad and I sitting down and even sketching out this whole plan for me to take part in that team. And I remember a big thing for me, like going into one of we had a meeting with the second team coach when I was leaving, and my dad and I told him, you know, I'm going to be on that squad for the 2026 Canada team. It's a dream of mine, and especially making that wider roster for Gold Cup last year. I know it's attainable, and yeah. It's a big part of me wanting to get back fit. You know, as I'm getting the results for the club and playing well, scoring goals for the club, I know that opportunity is going to come knocking again as well. So,
yeah, what is it about you that you love about Canada and being Canadian nationality and identifying with that? What do people that live in Charlotte have never been to Canada need to know about the Pacific Northwest, especially?
I would say Charlotte and especially Vancouver, where I'm from, it's very alike, actually. I know everyone's very welcoming, everyone's very friendly, everyone's active. You know, I go out in South End, just walk around sometimes on Sundays, and it reminds me a lot of Vancouver, actually. I would say really the only difference is the weather. Like you said, like here it's blistering hot, beaming down on you, and in Canada you wake up, it's raining every single day, especially in Vancouver. So
yeah, it's beaming down on us here right now as we sit on the patio at AHPP. So I won't keep it too much longer, but I do think that it's awesome to hear about your goals and like how driven you are to make that 2026 squad. We here, obviously, all the Charlotte FC fans think you can do it, and we want to see, like you said, you want to score goals, and scoring goals is what's going to get you on that radar. You can play great soccer and have high ratings and hit all the metrics, but I feel like goals are really what stand out. I want to know when you were, let's get back to your comeback a little bit here. We can end on that, but what was it like when you saw guys like Bender and guys like Bronico, who also started the year hurt, and Dean gave them a chance when they got back to full health? They were inserted in the squad because they had earned it and deserved it, and they made impacts. Bronico has been amazing, shutting down players like Mukhtar and Almada. He mostly shut him down, but you know, stuff like that. Ben scored a goal, you know, even if it's a consolation goal, it's nice to see him get back. What kind of encouragement do you get from seeing other guys who bounced back from injury that way and made an impact?
Oh, again, it's exciting. You know, being injured, you have to do a lot of observing and looking on from the sidelines. And like you said, seeing all these guys getting slotted back into the team, you know, sometimes it takes a while when you get injured to kind of find your way back in. But the fact that the gaffer's been able to, you know, find a way for everybody that's been injured to really make their impact, and the guys have taken that chance and ran with it, it's encouraging. And especially I think Ben hit home for me, just because, you know, he's been injured for twice the amount of time that I've been injured, and I thought I've been out for a while, so I know how much it meant for him, especially working with him in the gym every single day. You know, we both talked about, you know, assisting each other, scoring together. And, you know, I'm excited for that time when me and Benny can get on the field again together.
Yeah, that's excellent to hear. You played a little bit with Ben in Crown Legacy. He's had some minutes down there. You've turned in two 60-minute shifts in the most recent matches against Huntsville and Atlanta United 2. How do you feel? How does your body feel? And the gaffer talks about, you know, being careful with guys, and he wants to see him get a full few shifts in before he can trust them. Do you feel like you're ready after what you've been doing with the Legacy the last week and a half or so?
100%. I think a big part for me was I wasn't sure how, you know, on the ball, how I was going to be after being out for so long. But I think that, you know, my willingness to take my player on, my directness, I don't think I've lost that at all. The big thing for me coming back was just getting that fitness back. And I think those two 60-minute shifts would really help. And I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Well, with that in mind, I want to bring up a little video highlight clip here that I hope it's okay that I stole this off your TikTok. Please drop the handle. Drop the handle if you want. But I love the caption you put on, you know, some training highlights. Looks like I haven't lost a step, you know. And what does it feel like to be able to, like, we're seeing a bunch of goals being scored here. If you're just listening to this and not watching on the visual, like, Brandon is killing these guys with step overs, working himself into free space in the box, and firing from way outside the box and scoring. Like, how does it feel to be back out there training with the first team guys?
It feels amazing. I mean, being injured, you see this long road ahead. And I remember sitting down the day that I got injured, and I was like, man, like, am I ever going to feel the same again? Like, there's so many things that run through your head, and just being able to, you know, look at this and especially go to training every day and be do the things that I used to be able to do and do it better than when I was doing it. It's really encouraging for me and exciting, and I just can't wait to get back on the field.
Yeah, that's a scary thought for defenses in MLS, that Brandon Cambridge might be coming back better, y'all, because he was a bit of a terror when he got out there. You know, we don't get it. Like, I think it's at 17 matches into 2024. We don't need to dwell too much on 2023, but I'll just say as a fan and speaking for fellow fans, the idea that you would go out there and score that brace against Chicago and then like struggle to find a place in the lineup under the old regime, that had to be tough. I'm not going to put you on the spot to ask about that, but just know that we were feeling it for you for sure. And we're excited to see you get back out there. And I think if you go out there and deliver a match-winning brace again, you're probably not going to find yourself immediately back to the bench in the future. Just tell us a little bit about what Dean has talked to. We'll wrap it up here with what's Dean told you in the recent weeks and what kind of expectations has he given you beyond what you put on yourself?
Yeah, I mean, just being patient is what he said. You know, he believes in me. He believes in my abilities. And, you know, when you come back into such a high intense environment like an MLS game, you want to make sure you're 100% ready, you know. And that's the biggest thing that he's told me, you know, just be patient, get the minutes with Legacy, take your time. And, you know, when you're ready, that time's going to come and be sure that I'll take it. And I'm confident in myself as well. So.
Yeah, the first team starting Saturday the 15th, they got three matches inside of 7 days. It's another double game week. And that Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, it feels like if there's a chance, you know, we need some relief and some rotation. I think a lot of people are going to hope to see you at least get some action in some of those games. Have you any idea to any inkling that that might be happening?
We'll see. You know, at the end of the day, it's not up to me. It's up to the gaffer. So, you know, I'll be ready regardless.
Spoken like a true pro. Brandon, it's great to meet you and hang out with you for a few minutes. This is the Charlotte Soccer Show. Everybody get out there and support Brandon on the first team. Support everyone on the Legacy, because you see guys like this. Again, first goal in Crown Legacy history. 3 weeks later, he was winning matches for the first team. So don't miss out on the Legacy. Don't miss out on anything. Don't miss out on Charlotte Soccer Show. And as we always like to say on this show, it's for the crown, baby.